This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What you should and mostly shouldn't do with your retirement savings in response to the election. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio. Tonight, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump meet in Las Vegas for the final presidential debate. The wild campaign has taken blame for swings on Wall Street as traders respond to the ups and downs in the presidential and congressional races. A recent Wells Fargo Gallup poll shows 87% of investors worried about the election's impact on financial markets. So, should you change your retirement portfolio because of what's happening on the campaign trail? The short answer is no. We've been talking to financial advisors just to see how campaign anxiety is playing out. Virginia-based financial planner Dave O'Brien says the election comes up in the majority of his firm's meetings with clients. Many of them are calm, but some are straight up freaked out, asking if they should buy or sell, maybe even flee.
We've even been asked to help plan what to do if the election goes the wrong direction for them and they decide that they just need to move out of the country.
He gives similar advice. Don't make long-term decisions based on which way you think the White House and Congress will go.
While there might be a big dip or a spike after the November election, unless you want to bet that those results from the election are going to change the market for the next 10, 20 or more years, you really shouldn't be making that bet with your life savings.
We saw just how dangerous that is recently. People who sold their stocks right after the UK's Brexit vote now regret it as the market quickly recovered. Vanguard recently went back to the 1850s to examine long-term impact of White House control on stocks.
Be it Democrat, be it Republican elected, the differences are almost zero.
Vanguard senior strategist Jonathan Lemko thinks election jitters offer a teachable moment.
I think it's a major opportunity at any election, including this one.
While attention is this high, it's a chance to remind people about the basics, which in short means make an affordable plan appropriate for your age and goals, then stick with it, making periodic adjustments as you get older. But even if you get all this, you will feel the urge to sell whenever the market drops. Diane Oakley is executive director of the National Institute on Retirement Security.
You know, it is hard to resist.
Here we get into what economists call the cheesecake problem. Actually, they don't. It's just something I made up. But hear me out. If you open the oven and peek at the cheesecake halfway through, you're going to screw it up when all the cold air rushes in. Good advice in baking also holds true in retirement investing.
The thing you may want to do is not go look at your account for that week. You know, just put it off.
So if markets get nutty after tonight's debate or closer to the vote, don't peek. That way you're less likely to make a decision you will kick yourself for later. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down just a bit in global trading. In London, shares are down 0.1%. In Germany, shares are down almost 0.2%. Asian markets closed mostly up as solid economic growth numbers came out of China. It is a big week for big banks. Recently, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and Bank of America all posted earnings beating expectations. Morgan Stanley reports its own results later this morning. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace explains what's helping these banks.
So we're not going to talk about Wells Fargo in this story for obvious reasons, but the other big banks did surprisingly fine. Brexit is one reason. Jody Lurie is with Janney Montgomery Scott. She says the hot mess that is the British pound pushed investors into stocks and commodities.
The banks are seeing additional participation by a lot of their customers.
And that means increased revenue from fees. Plus, David Hilder at Drexel Hamilton says credit is stabilizing, meaning
companies and people are paying their bills on time.
And consumers are borrowing more, perhaps trying to get in front of that possible interest rate rise. Another factor is regulation. Banks have ramped up that part of their spending already. And now, Hilder says,
that's baked in the cake.
Finally, there's the cost side. Big banks have been cutting jobs, outsourcing, streamlining. Jody Lurie again.
That's been a common theme that we've seen repeated.
And this quarter, they might have also just gotten lucky. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
The Brexit vote and its aftermath are causing a new type of ad to pop up around London. There are billboards trying to woo businesses concerned about Britain's vote to leave the EU. One favorite of some people around Marketplace reads, "Tired of the fog? Try the frogs." It is a pitch for London businesses to relocate to Paris. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on this and other European efforts to steal business from Britain.
Will London's valuable financial institutions bail? The consensus is that it's way too early to tell. And yet, the billboards. Stefan Schneider is a Deutsche Bank economist based in Frankfurt. He says there are plenty of European capitals that would love to depose London.
You get this kind of agglomeration and industries, financial industries moving to one specific place that might then attract more business basically to follow the same route.
There are a lot of financial centers in Europe and including New York that are looking at this as a golden opportunity.
Michelle Egan is a Wilson Center fellow. She says details of Brexit won't be nailed down for a while, but firms need to get ready.
It takes a long time to get certification or licensing to set up shop in another country. It's not an overnight issue.
So perhaps Londoners will see more billboards with catchy phrases. Things like, "Brexit's troubling, how about Dublin?" Dibs on the trademark. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
And finally, a wild regulator appeared. Japan's financial services agency is taking a hard look at Pokecoins, the virtual currency in Pokemon Go. The FT reports that the agency is close to what could be a first-of-its-kind decision, requiring game makers to secure the virtual currency with real-world money. Pokemon Go is the focus, but depending on how this plays out, games like Clash of Clans and Monster Strike could also be affected. Virtual currencies, of course, allow people to buy things inside the games and enhance the experience of play. The very real money players spend is part of what's made Pokemon Go and games like it such a big global business. I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.